Olga, OLGA, Campos, CAMPOS, 923-68. Today's the 17th. Chief complaint, abdominal pain, number one. Number two, nausea. Number three, diarrhea. Number four, history of diabetes. Number five, blood sugars are finally getting better in the current medication. Number six, status post right shoulder surgery. Number seven, I'm having pain in my right calf. Number eight, let's see, family history of esophageal cancer. Our patient is a 53-year-old woman who comes into there for multiple medical issues and problems. Patients have had some abdominal pain, diarrhea, fever, and muscle pain. Patients also having some right leg pain. Patient's grandkids have had the same issue and same problems, period. She's also been taking her medications on a regular basis, and her blood sugars are doing much better now. She's had minimal vomiting, no diarrhea, no chest pain. She's had a history of carotid stenosis, which was checked last year, and her hemoglobin A1C that needs to be reevaluated, period. A lot of arm pain, most likely related to the surgery that she had two months ago, but nevertheless still having some pain, especially some swelling in the right arm that she's concerned about, period. Review of system as above, family history, esophageal cancer, coronary artery disease, hypertension. Maintenance exam, mammogram up to date in Mexico. EGD and colonoscopy is up to date. COVID immunization tells me she's never had the COVID vaccine before. Surgery, cholecystectomy, right shoulder. Medical problems, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, asthma. Medication reviewed one by one, opposite page. One medicine that she's no longer taking is methimazole. We're going to check her TSH today, right, and her blood work, including A1C, to make sure that's within normal limits. Her previous A1C was 8.0. Okay, good. And her last TSH was not reported. The patient also did have increased liver function tests, most likely related to fatty liver, which needs to be rechecked, and increased triglycerides, which is contributing to it as well. Period. The patient also had a history of hematuria, which will be rechecked today with a UTI in the past. Ma'am, she also needs a UA. Yeah, because she had hematuria before. So on exam, she's alert, awake, in no distress. Blood pressure is 122 over 76, pulse 77, respiration 16, temperature 98, 99, or 2 sets. Allergy, none, by the way. Did I say that? And social, been married many years, has children at home. She's not working at this time, lives at home with her husband. So that's under social. Then exam, heart, pulse, pulse, two lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, next to these controls, no eye on the cusp of the anesthesiological non-focal TMs are clear. There's tenderness noted about the right calf, tenderness noted about the right arm, and slight swelling. Assessment number one, diabetes. Number two, check A1C. Number two, increased liver function test, most likely fatty liver. Next number, check liver function. Next number is check triglycerides. In face of increased triglycerides, next number is no sign of BBT noted in the right arm, face of swelling, and the right leg in face of calf pain. Next number is mild PBD noted. Next number is go back upstairs on top and put down eye exam is up to date. She gets eye exam every 2 years under maintenance. Next number, continue with medications. Next number's meds were refueled. Next number, tolerating Ambien well for insomnia. With history of Ambien in the past, this was discussed with the patient. Next number, hematuria, check your analysis today. Next number, status post cholecystectomy doing well. Next number, PVD. Next number, follow-up of echocardiogram from last year shows no significant change. Next number, carotid stenosis does not appear to have changed any. Next number, history of hyperparathyroidism. Last TSH was 1.4, which was last year in November. We'll recheck again today. She's off the methimazole at this time. Next one was a tumor of Simon Hester, esophageal cancer. Is concerned she's had EGD and colonoscopy. Next was mammogram was done in Mexico once again. Next number, no dumping syndrome, post-cholecystectomy. Next one was DJD mild. Next one was follow-up with no changes in medications made today. Next one's come back in 1 week to go over her meds. Thank you.